I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, folks, we got a big weekend this weekend. A fried chicken festival, the Seven Stars Parade by Harrah's. Got a ton of football, and joining us on the line to talk about what I like to talk about more than anything else, high school football, Alan Waddell, WWL's co-host of the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup, joins us. Alan, welcome to the show.
Hey, man, thanks for having me.
You know, Alan, one thing I like about high school football, you think college and pro is chock full of emotion. I don't know that any of them have as much emotion as high school.
Man, you know, there's just something about a Friday night, you know, in your community, going out to those games and watching players. And you know, that's one thing about high school football. I try to make a comment every year before we get started to those, you know, all those seniors that, you know, how fast this is going to go by. And, you know, it's an opportunity to be on a team with your friends and represent your community. And it's just, there's something special about high school football on Friday night.
Absolutely. So I guess the big games are really starting now. Some of are they starting the district games yet this weekend?
Most teams are still in non-district. But one thing that we've seen is the fact that some of these teams are really challenging themselves outside of district. There's some really big games. I'm really excited to see tonight St. Charles Catholic plays De La Salle. That's two really storied programs the last few years. They both had tremendous success, and they're going to square off tonight. Both play really good defense. Excited about that. You have kind of the Battle of Baton Rouge. Catholic of Baton Rouge takes on University High. So two of the premier programs out of the Baton Rouge area. We have just a lot of great games on tap for tonight.
De La Salle comes back over with a big win over Country Day last week. I thought that would be a much more competitive game than it was. My nephew actually plays for Country Day, and he was pictured being run over by one of the De La Salle halfbacks. But as his mother pointed out, he made the tackle.
I'll tell you, De La Salle has really been off to a good start to the season. They've challenged themselves outside of district. They played, like you said, Country Day a week ago. Country Day was a team that had a special year a year ago, and they're still really good. You know, they're down in 1A now. They're going to play in Division IV. They have a really good quarterback in Justin Ibieta. But, you know, De La Salle goes to the wire week one with Warren Easton, who a lot of people think will be in the state championship game in Class 4A if the bracket falls right. So De La Salle, if they can win tonight against St. John's Catholic, they'll certainly be off to a very strong start.
There's also been a lot of chatter about the young Manning boy and some of the stuff that he's been able to accomplish.
Well, certainly he's got the, I guess, the target on his back, so to speak, because, you know, when you have that name in the city of New Orleans and you play for Newman, you're going to be in the headlines. And he's done a great job the first couple of weeks handling that. And, you know, we have to remember, he's a freshman in high school. But the way he carries himself is certainly, you wouldn't expect anything less coming from that pedigree and that family. And I think certainly he's going to be a special player here out of the New Orleans area playing for Newman for the next 4 years.
I am a Catholic League boy. What's going on with the Catholic League this year?
Man, the Catholic League is strong again. You know, John Curtis opened up week one with beating Carr on a Thursday night, and then they go up to the Battle of the Border last week and win big over an out-of-state opponent. And, you know, Brother Martin with a big win last week. They're going to be challenged. They're going to actually come up here to my neck of the woods on the North Shore. They're going to play Ponchatoula tonight. Ponchatoula has one of the top quarterback prospects in the country, and T.J. Finley, so that ought to be a fun game. But the way Brother Martin's been playing defense, Rummel, you know, they've challenged themselves as well. They really blew out Slidell last week. The week before that, they went up out of state and played Charlotte Catholic. They're going to play out of state again this week. So the Catholic League, I think, is as strong as ever. You know, I think that's what when the split happened and they went to this Division I and they thought, how would these Catholic schools or these private schools respond? I think it's as strong as ever. They're putting some great products on the field week in and week out.
Is Holy Cross playing Chalmette this weekend?
Yes. I'm glad you brought that up. It slipped my mind, but yes, Holy Cross and Chalmette, that's a big-time robber. We all know that. Holy Cross under Coach Guy LeCompte. They've done a great job, you know, kind of rebuilding that program. And, you know, they do it with defense, and that ought to be a capacity crowd between them and Chalmette.
If I'm not wrong, I think both of those schools were part of the old Catholic, the original Catholic League, were they not?
Right.
Yeah.
Right, and, you know, and that's just great tradition. You know, those two schools, they get fired up for that game, there's no doubt.
Any others on the horizon?
Man, you know, we have – the thing about this show is we do such a good job of – the reporters do such a good job of going out and covering all these games. So, you know, they go out there, they give us all the highlights, they give us all the updates on these games. We'll bounce around and give statewide scores. But there's a lot of big games in our state tonight, and we're going to get to all of them on our program. It started at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. I want to check in. Alan Waddell, he's the co-host of the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup for WWL. Alan, thank you so much for the update.
All right, man. Thank you so much for having me. Anytime.
All righty. We'll be right back. We want to hear from you. 260-1870 or text 870-870. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.